Welcome back to The New Perspective. You're listening to MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. Please log on. We have a backload of pertinent information for you to use to move your life forward, you know, because we're always changing the mindset in the new millennium. During the normal hours, our new guests are always on Monday at 11 a.m., 5 p.m., and 11 p.m. And today I'm speaking with AJ Gross, who always comes with these great tax stories. If you're ever bored about taxes, talk to him. He'll just make you feel like, wow, really? Okay, well, I don't feel that bad about it. Well, before that, we were talking about some things that can really cause fear in people. And one is having your tax refund seized.
Right. Your tax refund can be seized if you have outstanding federal debt.
How about if you have outstanding state debt?
And outstanding state debt.
Or outstanding child support.
Yeah, if you have child support.
Or garnishments. Yeah.
The basic ones are child support. Student loans.
If you have outstanding
student loans, and if you have outstanding state debt or federal debt, yeah.
How long do you have to pay your student loans back? I've totally forgotten.
Well, they vary, but if you are delinquent on your student loans, then the federal government will issue there, because the federal government, there's multiple departments, and so the federal student loan program, which is the Department of Education. They will contact the IRS and say, this person has not paid their student loans. We want their refund.
Okay, so what about if you think that there was an error? What can someone do?
If there's an error, you would have to find out why the refund was taken. So say if the student loan, for instance, for student loans, the Department of Education took your refund. But you have an arrangement with the Department of Education to pay back your student loans, even though it's delinquent. You set up a separate arrangement, said, yeah, I know I'm delinquent, and I want to set up an arrangement with you to make it whole. And if they did take your refund, you may be able to contact the Department of Education to get that refund back because you have an arrangement with them. Now, there are also instances where you owe taxes, or back taxes, and maybe the back taxes were in error. You could work with the IRS and say, you shouldn't have taken my taxes refund because I didn't owe the taxes.
Okay, so on the other side of that, what can you do as a parent to start making sure that you don't have to pay a student loan back? I know that there's some programs out there. What if you do that program, that Michigan program, and then you decide you want your kids to go to school in Wisconsin?
Oh, as far as the investment program?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the investment program because it's for Michigan schools. I would imagine that you'd be able to get the money back.
With a penalty?
I don't think you would need a penalty, and I'm not familiar with those.
We need to look into that just in case, because I find that that's really interesting, that you can have a program where you could save up for a school, but if you really decided that you didn't want to go to a Michigan school, I wonder if maybe you get taxed on it. I don't know. It's something we should look into if you take the money out. And do you get taxed on it if you take the money out beforehand?
You do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's got to be for qualified expenses. Mm. So, and you're not taxed on the full amount. Now, you have, say, if you put in $10,000 into that for your school, for your child's education, what you get taxed on is the income that it earns. So, over the period, you put $10,000 in, but it earned an extra $2,000 in earnings. Because it's
invested.
So they're
going to take a 15% tax penalty on your $2,000.
They're going to tax it as income on the $2,000.
Are they going to tax it as if you were taking out your 401k?
No, it'll be taxed as income.
Oh, so it'll be on a lower schedule.
Well, a 401k gets taxed for income and it gets a penalty. So there's two taxes. Remember, two events.
Two events that are occurring if you take out your 401k, but you may not. But we should look into that. So the next time you come on, we could really, what I'd like to do is to really try to get people to save more money now instead of later. It's having this deep discussion about death, of course, and sure. insurance, and how you don't have to pay any taxes on insurance.
Right.
So you don't have to pay. It's tax-free. You don't have to pay any taxes on insurance, especially if you start with a whole life policy for a child when they're really young. It's the most amazing way to you know, to do two things at one time if you really don't want to spend money on that $200 Barbie truck. You know sure. what I'm saying?
Sure.
The whole year you could pay for insurance for a three-year-old instead of getting the dumb Barbie truck that they're going to...
Right.
I'm really sorry, Barbie, but that they're going to grow out of in a couple of years or even 1 year, the way kids are growing now. I think they're putting something in the corn. So when we come back after the break, we're going to, again, talk about that possibility of having a $30,000 bill and how you go about getting it down. And we're on our last segment. I'm so sad about that. But we will definitely have Mr. Gross back to talk about other tax solutions. We'll be back after the break.